Just wanted to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 for a moment by way of invitation this evening. As you know, this epistle and this chapter deals with the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And in looking at the material, I noticed a couple of headings in the New King James Translation. The first heading is the risen Christ, faith's reality. And then in the beginning of verse 12, the risen Christ, our hope. Now, I thought that's kind of interesting because our hope is indeed based in the resurrection of our Lord, because He gained the victory over death. It affords us the hope of victory over death and eternity in heaven. And it states in verse 12, if Christ is preached that He has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. So our faith is dependent upon that reality of the resurrection of Christ. Now, he later affirms, indeed, that Christ is risen from the dead, verse 20, and he has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. And in fact, that, of course, is what the first 11 verses of the chapter are designed to do, to establish and affirm that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And, of course, the means by which that is done is the eyewitness testimony supplied by those who saw Him in that resurrected state. So, we know that Christ was raised from the dead. We have proof that He was raised from the dead. There are eyewitnesses that attest to the fact that He was raised. Because He was raised from the dead, our faith is not vain. Our faith will have its realization in eternal life. Because Christ was raised, we also have the hope of being raised from the dead to life eternal. And that is afforded, that hope, to all who believe. And so if you're here this evening, you're not a child of God, you desire to become one, it is based upon your faith as to whether or not you will be accepted of God. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you're willing to submit to His will by repenting of your sins, confessing Him as Lord, and being baptized to have your sins washed away, can rise and walk in a new life as a child of His with that hope of heaven. We will assist you in any way we can for you to accomplish that goal. If there is anyone here who has a spiritual need that we can assist you with, then we offer ourselves to you. Would you come? Well, together we stand while we sing.